So I tried to get out of work early yesterday so that I could go to the beach and check out these huge waves that I've been seeing pictures of all weekend long on Surfline. We had a huge storm. There was a huge storm off of Tahiti that was making for some large surf in Southern California over the weekend. A man died at a local beach in Newport called The Wedge. A big set of waves came in, 10 waves long or so came in and just hammered the guy. And I've been in a situation like that, and that just exhausts you. It takes everything out of you. Now, it's worse than sprinting, running, whatever, because you're fighting the whole time, and then you also can't breathe because you're under the water. So imagine how much that'll take out of you. Well, the guy got tuckered out by those 10 waves, and then those 10 waves pushed him over towards the jetty. Then another wave came in and just slammed him right up against the rocks, and he lost his life, which is really sad. But that's the bad side of the waves. There are good side of the waves, too. There's a lot of really good surf. People that knew what they were doing, you know, they had business being out there and riding those waves and having a good time. I wanted to go ahead and check out these waves. I've never seen waves that big in Southern California. So Monday, we headed over to Huntington Beach, where I'd seen pictures of waves coming up pretty close to the pier, the boardwalk of the pier. But didn't get to see anything like that. But it had a nice night with Heidi. We walked around and walked up and down the beach. Took some pictures. She took a pretty good picture of me, which maybe I should post sometime. And then we tried to go get some dinner at Boiling Crab, but then we were told that there was no guarantee that we could even sit down and eat. So that was worth nothing. And then the girl there wasn't very nice either. Toma. Ended up eating at Macaroni Grill, which was okay, but they're out of bread, for Christ's sake. Come on. That's all right, because I stole a bunch of free mints. So, is that stealing? I don't think so. Bye-bye.